Scott with SJ, Wellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 390. What the fog? What's going on with this chemical fog, this smart fog, smart dust fog, I like to call it, that is hitting Western nations, Canada, United States, UK, Germany, and even in Russia, and it smells. It's weird. What is this? We're going to go over the different scenarios. Personally, I think this is smart dust, a version of it, and I found a document on NASA.gov called Utility Fog. Our ministry's point of view is that they're 50 years ahead of us. What exactly is happening? You need to think about the Deagle Report as well, because this primarily is hitting Western nations. If you're not familiar with the Deagle Report, it's the eugenics playbook of Western nations, where many Western nations, their population in 2025 will be decreased by 75 to 80%. You can't make this stuff up. So let's get into this Internet of Things playbook, the smart dust. I'm going to play a compilation of three or four videos of what people are seeing around the world. This is not fog. People have talked about how it's not even humid out. The fog stays all day, multiple days, smells again. It's evil. It's absolutely evil.
Yeah, it's spraying stuff.
What is going on?
We never see this shit at night.
What are they spraying?
It never makes a tail at night. Look how small it is.
What's it spraying?
It's spraying shit.
But this white powdery stuff is still coming. You push it together, that is what you get. So, it is rainy sleet today, but the particles are still there between the water. And when you rub it, you can see, look, it's just this, it's this white liquid now mingling. So whatever is mingling with the water, if that's normal rain to you, and you think that it's just missed, you seriously need to get your head tested. As far as I'm concerned, we are absolutely being poisoned.
Now, just to ground us, personally, I think this is a playbook for the bio-digital convergence. And it just reminded me of Biden's executive order that we covered a long time ago called Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for a Sustainable, Safe, and Secure American Bioeconomy. Get that, bioeconomy. They want to biohack you. They want to tie you up to AI. They want to be all-knowing like God. Everything is an inversion of the Bible. But this biohacking agenda, it aims to coordinate the whole of government approach to advance biotechnology and biomanufacturing towards innovation solutions in health, climate change, right? Climate always changes. Energy, food security, really that's food insecurity. Agriculture, that's agri-control, supply chain resilience, and national and economic security. This nanotech executive order is wicked. And you have to ask the question. When I was doing the research on this nanotech fog, it just reminded me of the Department of Energy funds the Genome Project, or funded it, and they're linked to the Eugenics Institute. You see, it's just a disturbing alliance. Founders Report 305 at sjwellfire.com. You can't make this up. And it just reminded me of the articles that we've been covering the last 3 years of how they're planning the human body can help power 6G devices that will be in you in the future. You're going to be the energy source, my friends. Think of Microsoft's 06-06-06 patent, 666, this cryptocurrency reward system, if you do the said task, if you allow them to measure you under the skin. It's beyond demonic. Beyond demonic. But the big picture, again, is biohacking use, taking your free will. Remember, Elon Musk said, we can't beat AI, so we might as well join with it. And it's going to be reading your mind and writing on your mind. His words. Check out our series. Is Elon Musk the false prophet of the Bible? Bringing fire down from heavens. From the heaven, as Trump said. With his spaceship landing. Come on. Not buying it for a second. But La Quinta Columna, a bunch of scientists looking at the As the Days of Noah devil juice under the microscope. Look what they found. What an amazing shot that is. You want to put that crap in your body? This is iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave. All of this is a seed war. Never forget that. Thus, this podcast, because, again, this mystery fog all around the world, I'm calling it smart fog, had a strange smell. I had a video queued up and it was taken off my computer. This guy said it smelled like fireworks, like burnt fireworks walking around. That's how he described it. But other people have talked about how this smells like sulfur, a chemical smell. Note to it. And it's all over the world at the same time. And it doesn't leave, has nothing to do with moisture. What's going on here? People are getting sick. But when I read you the white paper about utility fog, that's really nanotech fog, of course you're going to get sick from this stuff. Of course you're going to get sick from this stuff. So let's get into utility fog. I found this on NASA's own website. I want to set this up. This sounds so sensational what I'm going to read to you, but you have to remember that they want AI to be all knowing. And we believe, and the only reason why I'm doing this ministry is I'd have dreams that would come true. And if a watchman doesn't blow the trumpet, the blood is back on his head. But I used to listen to a podcaster called Omega Man, and I've lost track of him. I should try to dig him up. I thought he did good work, and he'd have a lot of gifted preachers on his podcast. Well, and this might have been 3, 4, 5 years ago. I distinctly remember this Christian man's dream, and it sounded so sensational, I didn't believe it. And now I'm reading it here with this white paper. He was looking out on maybe some farmland or outside, and the grass just changed. It became different color, different season. And it was as though it was alive and moving, like he was in a computer simulation. And Meta wasn't around at the time. Maybe he was seeing Meta, but it was almost like he was like, no, I was looking outside and things morphed into a new reality. And so now let's read with that in mind, this utility fog, because it's very, very disturbing what I'm going to read to you. And again, think of if they are 50 years ahead of what I'm reading. So here's an abstract, and it's called Utility Fog, a Universal Physical Substance. Active polymorphic material, utility fog, can be designed as a conglomeration of 100 micron robotic cells, foglets, in quotes. Such robots could be built with the techniques of molecular nanotechnology. Controllers with processing capabilities of 1,000 MIPS per cubic micron and electric motors with power densities of 1 milliwatt per cubic micron are assumed. So tiny. Utility fog should be capable of simulating most everyday materials, dynamically changing its form and properties, and forms a substrate for an integrated virtual reality and tarot robotics. Think of the great deception. If there's programmable matter out there, just on the ground in the trees, and they can manipulate it with 5G with frequencies, think of the scam. Think of the alien scam, potentially. Here's where it gets interesting. The utility fog, which is simulating air, needs to be impalpable. One would like to be able to walk through a fog-filled room without the feeling of having been cast into a block of solid lucite. It is also desirable to be able to breathe while using the fog in this way. To this end, the robots... representing empty space, constantly run a fluid flow simulation of what the air would be doing if the robots weren't there. Then each robot does what the air it displaces would do in its absence. Goes on to say, how could one breathe when the air is a solid mass of machines? Actually, it isn't really solid. The foglets only occupy about 10% of the actual volume of the air. They need lots of elbow room to move around easily. There's plenty of air left to breathe. As far as physically breathing it, we set up a pressure-sensitive boundary which translates air motions on one side to fog motions on the other. It might even be possible to have a fog continue the air simulation all the way into the lungs. They're poisoning us. They don't care. If people are getting sick, if this is what they're dumping on us, some sort of smart dust, and maybe it's programmable matter, of course people are going to be getting sick. So I found some videos of what this is. And again, this is on NASA's website. Let's play this video. This gives a little bit more of a description of what they're talking about. It reminds me of Project Bluebeam on steroids.
Utility fog is a hypothetical type of artificial or mechanical matter akin to computronium, in that it is full of tiny machines built to perform a role. Computronium is meant to do computation, and technically any computer or chip is a low-grade form of computronium. But utility fog is built to be more general purpose and able to perform many roles, such as turning into objects or even sophisticated machines like computronium, and maybe even edible items or creating them from local matter. It is assumed that in a sufficiently advanced civilization, people would tend to be followed around by clouds of utility fog awaiting their command, verbal or mental, or that it might even take on the form of clothing while waiting for its next job. Indeed, as we discussed in our episode on smart and programmable matter, it is even possible that post-humans might themselves be composed in whole or part of particles of utility fog, much as we are composed of cellular machines now.
This is bio-digital convergence. Utility fog really is nanotech fog. Full physical integration of biological and digital entities. Co-evolution of biological and digital technologies. They want to measure the grass. I'm convinced they want to take over the grass. Everything that God created, they want to destroy. These Luciferian scumbags. Now, I found a video on YouTube. Take a snapshot. There's the link. This guy really reads some of the white papers very effectively, and he links smart dust to utility fog. I mean, this information is out there. Is this a beta test? And remember, they can test things on us. Thus the chemtrails that are popping everywhere, right? St. Louis, they dumped radiation on the population to see the effects that we've covered. It's evil. Find it in the name of Jesus Christ. But let's roll it. This guy does a great job.
Hey there, friends, family, and loved ones all. Just when you think it can't get any creepier, let me introduce you to utility fog. It's being combined with smart dust, utility fog, and virtual people, the future of programmable matter. And I'm going to read from this article as I play this video for you so you get an idea of what the heck we're talking about here. All right, so imagine billions of tiny robots, no longer than a grain of dust, working together as a swarm controlled by a computer. Back in 93, visions of molecular nanotechnology popularized. Instead of seeing nanotech as a collection of miniature factories building complex products, they envisioned computer-controlled swarms of them working together to simulate macro-scale objects on demand. Each robot has 12 arms, and by holding hands with neighbors, it can form a solid, liquid, or fog, a microchemical shape-shifter, if you will. Anything you can visualize a computer can be simulated in real life, including people, buildings, furniture, machines. It lets you create, change, or destroy nearly anything you want at will in seconds. The fog acts as a continuous bridge between actual physical reality and virtual reality. The fog is a universal effector as well as a universal sensor. Any, quote, real object in the fog environment can be manipulated. Any real object, humans, in the fog environment, chem fog, can be manipulated with this extremely wide array of patterns, pressure, force, and support, measured and analyzed, weighed, cut, reassembled, or reduced to bacteria-sized pieces and sorted for recycling. As well as forming an extension of the senses and the muscles of individual people, The fog can act as a generalized infrastructure of society at large. Fog city, new term. Hey, living in fog city. Need to have no permanent buildings of concrete, no roads of asphalt, no cars or trucks or buses. It can look like a park or a forest if the population is sufficiently whimsical. Ancient Rome one day, and Emerald City the next. How fun can that be, folks? If utility fog is the destination, then smart dust is how we get there. Smart dust is another swarm of technology utilizing millions, perhaps even billions, of sensor-packed micro-electro-mechanical systems, or MEMS, to collect, process, store, and transmit data about the environment around them. These miniaturized devices have sensors, cameras, and communication mechanisms to transmit the data they collect back to the base in order to process. The potential of smart dust to collect information about anyone, any environment, in incredible detail, could impact plenty of things of varieties, from safety to compliance, to compliance, to compliance, to productivity. It's like multiplying the internet of technology millions or billions of times over. Greed America is going with them, such as General Electric is doing, Cargill, IBM, Cisco Systems, all developing smart dust research, smart for them, dumb for us, extending the original defense industry concept created in 91 by the RAND and DARPA, our enemy agencies. So back in 2016, UC Berkeley demonstrated the first implantable ultrasonic neural dust sensor, which can monitor and simulate the nervous system from within the body, helping to treat disease or create disease, and monitoring electric impulses. You do not move unless we allow you to move, in the body to provide detailed information on the subject's conditions at all times, live, real time. All right, the merger in man and machine can happen another way as well, by combining virtual telepresence. Another buzzword for you folks, virtual telepresence. Technologies with nanotech utility fog. Let's call it NUF. Nanotech utility fog. Enough. It might be possible to project their consciousness remotely. Imagine a hyper-realistic simulation of another place where utility fog allows you to see, hear, and experience remote events by interacting with your body locally, and allows you to interact with the remote environment through distant artificial body made of utility fog. Want to talk escapism? In this scenario, your mind and body will remain at home, but your experience and interact with the world in another location using utility fog as a communication bridge. Such technology might eliminate the need for business travel. Stay at your homes, folks. 15-minute cities are coming. Effectively allow in person to teleport to any location. Telepresence, I'm here. Attending a meeting in China in seconds, and you can be back home and let the astronauts work remotely as virtual people. What do you think they're doing now? What if you don't have a real body? For decades now, transhumanists, Ray Kurzweil, have been dreaming about uploading their mind to a machine when their biological body dies. And please watch the movie Upload. These people would then be the ultimate ghosts in the machine, living as people via the brain, emotion, but without bodies. But utility fog gives these virtual people bodies again, allowing them to project their consciousness to the machine back to the world, real world, letting them interact with the world as human beings and potentially even live, quote, normal lives.
I'll put the entire link below. I forgot the guy's channel's name, but I thought he did a nice job. And there's a lot to unpack there. We did a couple podcasts on what I like to call the AI rapture, live forever, that whole scam. The youth are clamoring to hook up to artificial intelligence because they're thinking they can get this high IQ. They can live forever. They can solve diseases. Create the disease, solve the disease, order out of chaos, problem, reaction, solution. Now, think the big picture of this technology, this nano smart dust technology, is they want to copy God. They want to be omnipresent like God, like Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. The fake Holy Ghost is 6G. They'll have a fake Antichrist resurrection, right? They're running these AI quantum computers with brain cells. But you need to think about this. As I was watching that guy's presentation, I started thinking about this nanotech and a hologram. The dream I saw of the Antichrist being hooked up to this quantum computer and being shown up as a hologram. How can they actually get a hologram everywhere of the Antichrist? They can do it with this smart dust technology, with this, they call it utility fog technology, which is really nano fog. It just dawned on me. Unbelievable. Now, the next thing I want to do is I want to play a video that went viral with this former military IT specialist. He's a teacher. You can actually search Victor Hugo Art, his Rumble channel, or BitChute. It's a pretty long interview. My problem with the interview is it gets very, very new age. It's very new age, but I want to play a portion of this interview because I think this guy nails it with AI. AI being 50 years ahead of its time. When I had that dream of the Antichrist coming out as a hologram in 2008, I saw free energy devices. He's like, they have free energy. They totally have free energy. And I think he really nails this beast system. Now, what he doesn't do is he doesn't talk about the mark of the beast and this bio-digital convergence. You know, they're gonna make it where you're going to have to authenticate yourself in order to buy or sell. That's where this whole thing is moving. So he misses the mark of the beast biohack. And he actually wants to debate some Christians. He doesn't think Christianity is real. So I caution this video here. But again, I want to play it because I think he makes some great points about this AI governance. Like if you're a huge Elon Musk fan and Trump fan, folks, Elon Musk and Vivek are here to bring on AI government. Those two false flags with the Tesla blowing up by the Trump Tower, corresponding to what happened in New Orleans. And I'm not saying people didn't die, but there's an agenda behind it. They want to take away property rights. They mention an app. It's kind of crazy. They mention an app that says you can actually make money off of your car, your property. They can't have that, my friends. They can't have that. The PSYOP is so deep. It's sick. They don't want you to be able to drive wherever you want, but I digress. Let's play the video of this gentleman and Victor Hugo, because I think it's very wise in the sense of this AI beast system, this control grid.
Truth. And right now the truth is that artificial intelligence is a threat to all of human civilization, especially in the hands of people as nefarious and demonic as those that are in control of this planet right now. So my experience was first, like yourself, as a military, I was Army National Guard as a military police officer. Then I moved into information operations and I went back in as a contractor. And that's where I got really woken up in terms of what's really going on geopolitically. And there was a certain point where I realized putting all the pieces together, I was in some kind of a vetting process where information was being provided to me in trickles. And I was writing policy and writing courseware and teaching classes in electronic warfare and computer warfare and all this type of stuff. And at some point, I just realized the last straw was when I was told I was being promoted, but I had to let go some of my strategic interests, which was China as an adversary. And I was told that, no, we're on the same side. So I was like, what? They're like, yeah, we're on the same side. They're with us. So you got to let that go. And that's when I really, like, a lot of things started to connect. The dots started to make sense. And I was like, okay, so I really get it now. And they absolutely set up the Chinese deep state. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But so that kind of woke me up and I realized that I had joined the Empire and I was not joining G.I. Joe and I was not doing good for the world. Rather, I was joining a bunch of bullies who use high technology to control this world and impose billionaires' will. I got into AI because I was exposed to AI in the military and quantum computing and robotics and the automation of combat weaponry. And I was horrified that the value of human life was so little that they wanted to basically create what today is called the Internet of Battlefield Things under the control of programs like JADC2, Joint All Domain Command and Control, where, like you will know, that most military weapon systems were put into silos so that no one madman could take control over the arsenal of the United States and create a global holocaust. But instead, we have programs now with billions of dollars being spent on them to get rid of silos and to unify all of this weaponry behind one digital console. And that can be accessed through the Lattice operating system that's even on a cell phone. And it integrates everything and all the weapons that the military has to deploy against us, including information operations in the information environment, which is social manipulation and neural and kinetic warfare. So this is really, it's gone very, very far. So we're really now at the point where they've told me that by mid-2020s, they were going to deploy autonomous weapon systems, AIs, and all the wonderful nightmares that they've been working on behind the curtain. And it's like people still don't really grasp it. Even like Mike Adams and all these people who I have great respect for, they just don't fucking get it. The technology behind the curtain is way more advanced than the technology in front of the curtain. How hard is that to understand? So what we're getting on this side of the curtain is a trickled, controlled release of technology that's been there for 20 years. So OpenAI came out and said, oh, we did AGI. No, you didn't. You lying fuckers. It's been there for decades. AGI has been reached. Where we're going is artificial superintelligence. Just to explain to the audience, artificial general intelligence is AI reaching parity and surpassing human intellect. That's not hard. We live on a retard planet. It's not hard for AI to be smarter than us. What's hard for it to do is have omnipotent control and knowledge over everything that's going on the planet. And that requires the interbody nano network, the internet of thoughts, and graphene oxide and nanotechnology being all over the planet, including in the animals. So at that point, the artificial intelligence will have enough information to become artificially super intelligent, at which point they consider it AI God. There is already a Church of AI God in California run by one of the usual suspects. There are already statements by Zuckerberg, and actually I actually support him on this. Two things Zuckerberg has said. He said, told his employees not to get the nanotech vax and that they were working on AI God. That's what they were doing with artificial intelligence. And he is right on both of those things and almost nothing else. So that I'll give him props, but it is not a secret amongst these billionaires that are working and technocrats that they're working on a AI deity. And Elon Musk just joked a few days ago saying that because he was in Memphis, I guess he's got some office, and he was joking that maybe the next religious text that humanity cults into is going to be produced by artificial intelligence. So that's not a joke. That's knowing what the plan is. And he's joking about unveiling that plan to the masses. So the same way you can't just go and bring a cell phone to a caveman or he's going to club your head in, you can't just go and bring this high technology to humans or they're going to have mental meltdowns and it's going to be chaos. So they want to do it in a controlled way where they give you little bit by little bit. They walk you up the staircase bit by bit by bit, but they're zillions of years ahead of us in terms of technology. And I've seen this firsthand. So I don't know why people still don't grasp this. And they think what they're being exposed to by the mainstream media is really where we're at. And I've heard people say idiotic things like, oh, the robots are going to have to be recharged like a drill. Listen, there's nuclear batteries, okay? That you just don't know that because you don't know. But a nuclear battery can go for 50 years and it can be in a stack. So they can put a stack of nuclear batteries in a robot. And when one burns, he'll take it out, plug it in or recharge it or get a new one. But he's got three or four other batteries so he can go for 200 years without sleep or stopping. So the constraints that people who are supposedly analysts in this field are misleading the people, telling people that there are still technological constraints to making Skynet real when that is not true. There are no technological constraints to the power of AI. And they often say, oh, well, AI requires so much power that our hydroelectric dams, it's going to be too much, you know. You think behind the curtain they haven't cracked free energy? Fucking dodos in their garages have made free energy. You think the deep state didn't crack free energy 100 freaking years ago, maybe, you know, with Tesla? You really think that? So no, power is not a problem. That's not the problem. The problem is the slow release and conditioning the human intellect to accept an AI slave master. The billionaires don't need the control operations and the sex trafficking rings and the Hillary Clinton face peelers. They don't need all that shit anymore. They're going to put it in the hands of AI and kill the robots. And that's it. That's all. They're in power forever, as far as they believe. And that's why they're rolling up all of these, you know, pedophile networks and control operations. They're seizing the assets of their own assets. This is the Ouroboros, the snake eating its tail. The dark hierarchies consume their own. They eat their own. So now they put forward executive orders where they're going to seize assets from anybody involved in sex trafficking, when in reality, the system was creating these sex trafficking networks to have control files on politicians. But they don't need middle management anymore. So the people at the bottom of the pyramid, the middle of the pyramid, they're all going away because the top of the pyramid doesn't need them anymore. They were only there for a period to construct this control system, which is rolling out in 2025, as I've been warning people about since 2009.
So this is an end of days news ministry. I like to tie everything back to scripture. It sounds alarming, but have no fear. All of this is foretold in the Bible. This whole smart dust fog. And if they're dumping the nanotech utility fog on us to potentially actually bring in the Antichrist image to life or other trickery, a great deception, it's all foretold. If it were possible, even the elect shall be deceived. This seems like a measuring everything, controlling everything, and deceiving you if they're launching this smart dust fog, this nanotech fog, this utility fog. But just some scripture, Daniel 12, verse 1. Talking about a time of trouble that we've never seen before. Think of World War III and all the players. And again, I think it's scripted, but death will be real to us. Famines, right? This whole bird flu, an attack on all farming. It's borderline brilliant if you're evil, this bird flu scam. I'm going to do another podcast on that. They want to test. Testing, potentially, they could actually spread disease via testing. Fake positives do culling the different flocks, herds, because bird flu happened to move to pork, cows, chickens, eggs, dairy, cats, dogs. They want to go after your cats and dogs. They want to make you so miserable, own nothing and like it. You can't make this stuff up. Earthquakes in diverse places. They have their earthquake machines. They need chaos to bring in this one world government. But when I see this evil, this poisoning, this toxic soup, this nanotech that they're distributing, the chemtrails, Revelation 11:18. If you're in this business, woe to you, because God is going to destroy those which destroy the earth. Revelation 11:18. If you're not saved, my friends, get saved. The Bible is mathematically impossible to not be true. Let's end with, we've played him probably 3 to 4 times, but this tech, and this is an old presentation, and I want you to notice when he says that they can actually put these weapon systems in the air. Because the other thing is, could this be a neuroweapon? I'm leaning more towards smart dust measuring everything, controlling everything, and this utility nanotech priming the surface for the great deception. What are you saying in the comments? Thank you for your support and God bless. Keep me in the fight.
Is the possibility to use some form of directed energy to affect physiology peripherally and also to affect the physiology and health of the brain? I can create small robotic units, controllable robotic units at the nanoscale, and that these too can be aerosolized to create a nanoswarm of biopenetrable materials that you cannot see, that are able to integrate themselves through a variety of membranes, mucous membranes, and wherever, mouth, nose, ears, eyes, can be then uptaken into the vascular system to create clumping, can affect the vascular system of the brain, or can directly diffuse into the brain space, and these can be weaponized. Agents that will either change individuals' thoughts, vulnerabilities, volatility to violence and aggression, or incur morbidity, dysfunction, and or mortality in such a way as to then mitigate the engagement altogether. The brain is and will be the 21st century battlescape in many ways. End of story. It's not just a question of trying to figure out what makes the brain tick in the way it's built. It's, can we get in there to affect the ticking and talking, and by affecting the way that brain is built and the way it functions, influence in ways that are kinetic and non-kinetic the attitudes, beliefs, thoughts, emotions, activities, and relative vulnerabilities and predispositions. The more I know about you, and the more I know about the way your brain works as individuals, groups, communities, and even populations, the more I can utilize non-kinetic means, such as informational means of narratives, iconographies, semiotics, to influence your emotions and your behaviors. We can do this subliminally through computer images. We can do this more liminally through the types of engagements, interactions that we engage through psychological operations and informational operations. We can go further than that as well. We can also utilize these interventional technologies in those ways that may be able to directly affect the brain. Probably the one that you've heard about most recently, most contemporaneously in the literature, is the possibility to use some form of directed energy to affect physiology peripherally and also to affect the physiology and health of the brain. And there are a number of countries that have developed initiatives and agenda towards developing just these types of things, the United States included. The more we understand the specificity of the brain on a very granular level, the more we're able to derive and develop particular types of drugs that not only can enhance and optimize the performance of our people, but can also be used to mitigate, militate, and in some cases manifest profound morbid changes in their people. In other words, against a hostile other. We can go further to implant certain brain-machine interfaces. These are many of the DARPA programs that you may hear of now. The idea here is to put minimal-sized electrodes in a network within a brain through only minimal intervention to be able to read and write into the brain function in real time, remotely. The United States is not alone in such effort. So, how then can we use these elements as weapons? And we can do that in a number of ways. We can militate their behaviors and their thoughts in some ways as to make them more amenable to what we do, the idea of positive weaponology. Or we can, in fact, mitigate and, in some cases, completely nullify their capability, will, or engagement to fight. If we combine those two definitions into one, what we find is those agents that will either change individuals' thoughts, vulnerabilities, volatility to violence and aggression, or incur morbidity, dysfunction, and or mortality in such a way as to then mitigate the engagement altogether. So in other words, this can also be weaponized against others. And this is where we get into the idea of novel neuroweapons. Once again, this is not necessarily new, but the momentum of this dimension of the field has accelerated as a consequence of increased understanding of the brain and increased capability to develop tools and techniques to access and affect the brain. We see in-close neuropharmaceuticals and organic toxins. More specifically, perhaps, might be targeting individuals on a level that allows either direct attribution or covert engagement with non-attribution. I could also incur much broader type of ripple effects. And one of the ways I could also do that is with what's called high morbidity neuromicrobiologic agents. It's a real fancy way of saying neurobugs. But high morbidity neurobugs. I may not want to kill a lot of people. In fact, arguably, I may assume what is sometimes referred to as the Saylor-Mallon mantra. I can use a particular bug that I may be able to now modify through the use of gene editing technique that is ubiquitously available and fairly easy to use to take a bug that was previously relatively benign and non-pathogenic and make that bug virulent, pathogenic, dangerous. And then what could I do? I could introduce that bug in key sites, but I'd want to make sure that at least part of the symptomatic constellation was not only neurological, it was profoundly psychological. Agitation, debilitation, sweating, stomach problems, sleeplessness, cardiac problems, things that are very, what we call top-down neurological in their effect, brain to body and body to brain in the bottom-up cascade. I can disrupt an individual from the level of their cell to their system and disrupt individuals on a variety of levels, from individuals all the way up to the social fabric. And that social fabric may go even further. It may be geopolitical. We can even go further. One of the newest developments is that nanoparticulate matter can be stabilized for distribution. If you're not aware what nanoparticulate matter is, it's that matter which exists on a scale of 1 times 10 to the minus 9th. Very, very small. Smaller than a cell. And we can manufacture materials that have discrete properties that can be controlled by virtue of bioengineering and their physical chemistry. To auto-aggregate, to be able to aggregate in particular areas based upon their biological and or chemical sensitivity. But now we go one step further. Most recently, just a few weeks ago, it was announced that you could then aerosolize nanomaterials. And go one step further, I can create small robotic units, controllable robotic units at the nanoscale, and that these too can be aerosolized to create a nanoswarm of biopenetrable materials that you cannot see that can penetrate all but the most robust biochemical filters that are able to integrate themselves through a variety of membranes, mucous membranes, and wherever, mouth, nose, ears, eyes, can be then uptaken into the vascular system to create clumping, can affect the vascular system of the brain, or can directly diffuse into the brain space, and these can be weaponized. And they can be done in such a level that their presence is almost impossible to detect, and as such, the attribution becomes exceedingly difficult to demonstrate. But let's keep going. Could I also utilize a whole host of devices to be able to affect individuals' close in, for example, during interrogations, during social engagements, during human terrain team engagements, or more remotely, in a room, in a theater, in an airplane, in a bus, in a store, in a mall? The answer is increasingly yes. The idea here is, can we utilize neuroscience and technology? And if the answer is yes, we can, should we? And if the answer there is we already are, and there are some domains and dimensions by which use should be advocated, for example, non-lethality, least harm, doing less harm than other forms of interventions and engagements that are currently in use, being able to mitigate individuals' capacity or willingness to engage in volatility, in other words, improving the capacity for individuals to gain capability to get along, well, perhaps there's some value there.
We're dealing with evil. It's evil. It reminds me of the scripture, and I'm paraphrasing, about man creating inventions of war and death. It reminds me a little bit of Romans 1. I pray many of these people come to Christ. Great time to be alive. Save some souls, my friends. Have a blessed day.